6:46, Peter Kukumoor is still with us, Head of Personal Wealth Investments at Coronation Fund Managers. Apologies for that, Peter. Something happened there in the tech gremlins. So we were just talking, you were just talking about, you know, reaffirming Coronation's case for being long or at least overweight, I think, Naspers and Prosus. And my question for you was, you know, I think it's, if I recall correctly, some still 20% of the JSE. And that's why it's so important if it underperforms the rest of the market, is it can drag your performance a little bit lower. But 1 year is not an appropriate, you know, amount of time to really make that assessment, is it? We're still here for the long term.
Exactly. I mean, I think the key insight here is that in the short term, two or three big concerns tend to dominate the headlines and the market narrative. So the things that people are worrying about at any given point of time are very focused. I mean, we don't have bandwidth for a very long list of things. And then what tends to happen is when the focus is on the area where you are doing business, so in Naspers's case, because Tencent, which is a Chinese internet company, is there, largest holding in the investment portfolio, because there are concerns about China, the share price and regulations in China, the share price reacted, but it tends to sort of overcompensate for the risks in the short term because there's so much attention and focus on what is happening at the moment. And if you take a step back and you take a longer term view and you do the work, which we don't have time to go through tomorrow because it's quite an involved business, you can reach the conclusion like we did. That it's still quite attractive, just given the vast array of growth opportunities that you're buying into, not only in China, not only through Tencent, but also through Naspers's other investments in things like food delivery and fintech or payment systems and so on. And we think that you have this very rare opportunity where there's still a lot of growth left for the investment portfolio. And at the same time, there's very big value unlock that is now possible after the share price has derated a bit.
Many thanks to you, Peter. Always grateful for that perspective because I mean, every single one of us is affected by Naspers, so it's important for us to know whether or not the investment case still holds, and glad to know that Coronation is still behind it. Peter Kukumoor is the Head of Personal Wealth Investment at Coronation Fund Manager.